Dreamscape presents The Shogun's Daughter by Laura Jo Roland. Read by Bernadette Dunn. The Shogun's Daughter. Prologue. Edo, Month 4, Hoi, Year 1. Tokyo, May 1704. Moans filled a chamber lit by a single dim lantern. On the bed, an emaciated young woman writhed under the quilt. Her face was an ugly mask of swollen pustules, covered by gray membranes that clustered on her features, sealed her eyes shut, and preyed on her mouth like leeches. Pustules on her scalp oozed bloody fluid through her cropped hair onto her pillow. She whimpered in agony, fever, and delirium. A nurse dressed in a blue cotton kimono, a white drape shrouding her face, knelt by the bed. She patted the sick young woman's hands, which wore mitts to prevent her from scratching the pustules, and murmured soothingly. On the tatami floor, one table held basins, soiled cloths, and ceramic jars of medicine. Another supported an array of brass incense burners. The smoke from these saturated the air with bitter, astringent haze, intended to banish the evil spirits of disease. On the walls in murals of marsh scenes, herons, geese, and cranes peered avidly through the reeds, like carrion birds waiting for a fresh kill. Painted water lilies rotted in the stench of the young woman's decaying flesh. A white gauze curtain hung over the doorway. Beyond this hovered two shadowy figures, standing in the dark corridor.